You got a holiday weekend. You got the Dodgers here. You know, this is kind of, I don't know, stuff you work for, it seems like. What's it like getting ready for this four-game set here?
Yeah, we definitely want to take the momentum we've had in the last six games. Five or six games into this series. And obviously the team that's in first place in our division, I think maybe all of baseball, to put up, just compete and, you know, have fun out there.
Yeah, what'd you learn from the last trip over to L.A., and how do you kind of, apply it and change the narrative this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were winning in every single one of those games, so... definitely have some confidence, you know, to be able to compete with them, and we're just gonna go out there and, you know, play our game.
I feel like this team, we've talked about just exceeding expectations. Is there a feeling of that here in the clubhouse at all, or how do you guys feel about it internally?
I don't know about exceeding any expectations. I feel like we put pretty high standards on ourselves. I feel like last year was, you know, definitely just last year, and to be able to turn the page, come out the gate a little slow, but to be able to, you know, flip the script has been good.
I had heard you went on kind of a different or special off-season workout regimen this year. Was there anything different that you did to kind of build up for the long season this year compared to last year?
I just went to, you know, all the places that I didn't want to have any regrets coming into this year, so just went to Titleist Performance Institute and then went over to Marucci and got fitted for a badge. Just wanted to check off all the things that, you know, I could possibly do to improve this year.
Was kind of the end of last year, the last month or two, a little bit of a physical grind as well as mental?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was my first time playing that many games, and I think physicality played a little bit of a role, but more mentally. So definitely going into this year with a better mindset.
What did you learn? I know losing 110 games in a season must suck, but what did you learn from it? Like, what did you take from it?
Yeah, definitely adversity, you know, especially coming out the gate this year. We were in, you know, a similar, you know, slow start, and being able to get out of it was huge for us. And being able to not go down that same road we did last year and just, you know, kind of go the opposite way.
What'd you do different?
I mean, I think we just stuck together and just played with confidence. Didn't let just minor, you know, screw ups, you know, dictate for long stretch games.
Sure. Is it easier to come to the ballpark when you're?
Yeah, it's way more fun. It is way more fun to win. So.
You've seen some monster home runs fly off your bat at times. When did the power come for you? Were you always a power hitter, or was that something that came as you got older?
I feel like I've always, you know, had the ability to do it. It's just doing it on a consistent basis. So, like, the deeper ones, I feel like when I hit them, they go far. But, you know, just being able to string together those ABs to where I can consistently, you know, put the ball in the ground.
Right, and the nickname flew out on the air the other night when I was doing highlights, America's right fielder for you. And you were DHing, which didn't make any sense.
Who said that?
I did. I don't know why I said it, but it seemed to fit. Does that work for you, or would you prefer another nickname on the extra point on Arrington's family?
It's all up to you guys. I mean, okay. I'm not any self-proclaimed nickname guy. So.
Okay, if you have one, let me know.
All right, I'll let you know.
America's right fielder it is.
Thanks, man.